Hare Krishna. Don't get back at God, get God back. When people hurt us, we often get revenge fantasies. Now, I will get back at the person. I will hurt that person just as that person has hurt me. And these often obsess the mind. How I will make that person cry, suffer, scream. Sometimes people get into this sort of zone. And now, when life in general hurts us, and when we can't point out to any particular person, oh, this person has hurt me, that person has hurt me, then often this tendency to blame others gets directed towards God. When you start thinking that, oh, God is to be blamed, because God is the ultimate the supreme controller of life. So when life is hurting me, God is to be blamed. And then we may want to get back at God. Now, God, of course, is indestructible and God is unreachable by any of our material means. So, even those who want to get back at God, they cannot actually hurt God. So, often they, all the resentment towards God gets concentrated in their heart and then it becomes vent out, like a volcano coming out, vent out as blasphemy. So, people may in this way get disconnected from God because they are so much resentful of God they can't connect with Him. Now, blaspheming God actually doesn't hurt God. It's like if somebody spits at the sky. Now, those who spit at the sky is not affected. The spit simply comes back and falls on the same person's face. So, same way those who blaspheme God, God is not hurt, they themselves get hurt. The disfigurer ends up getting disfigured. In both cases, spitting at the sky and blaspheming God. So how do blasphemers get hurt? Actually, God is our greatest well-wisher. And He's here to offer us assistance, help. So, the help He offers us is empowering grace, His enlightening wisdom, by which we can face life's problems and move forward. You know, he helps us understand that ultimately it's our own karma which is causing sufferings. But He is not there to cause our sufferings. He helps us to deal with our sufferings, to tolerate them and transcend them. So those who do not have this understanding, they become more and more vulnerable to the mind's petty passions and trivial tantrums. Petty passions means, I want that, I want that. Maybe that will make me happy, maybe that will make me happy. So the petty passions, small things and trivial tantrums. Or small problems, the mind makes a big hue and cry and sucks away our attention and energy in this direction. Those who do not have a connection with God, they are vulnerable to these things. And in this way, what happens? It is they who end up suffering. That's why, instead of trying to get back at God when life hurts us, it's far more productive, far more intelligent to try to get God back. Get God back means to reconnect with Him through wisdom and devotion. That will be a truly an empowering choice. And this is illustrated in the narrative of the Bhagavad Gita. At the start of the Gita, Arjuna faced a heart-wrenching choice. He was standing in front of his relatives, his elders, venerable elders. Pujara Varisudana. As Arjuna tells Krishna, these are worthy of my worship. So, there was grandfather Bhishma, there was steam martial teacher Drona and Kripa. And he says, how can I, katham, ishu bhi pratyotsyami? He asks in second 2.4, how can I shoot arrows at them, oh Krishna? So, it is a heart-wrenching choice to be put in a situation where we have to fight against our loved ones. It's extremely painful. And Arjuna was in that situation. What could he do? He could have ranted the unfairness of life which had put him in the situation. And actually he would have been justified. Because life had been unfair to him not just at that point but even before that. Now, since their early childhood, the Pandavas were persecuted and often victimized by the evil schemes of Duryodhana. And the other Kauravas. So they were tried to be burnt alive, they were exiled, their wife was dishonored, they were dispossessed of their kingdom. They faced so many troubles, and actually they were virtuous. They always desired the good of others. So it was, they could have said, so unfair. Why is this happening to us? So considering how much he had suffered in the past and how agonizing was the choice before him at present, he could have tried to get back at God. But Arjuna never did that. He was far more intelligent. Instead of that, he tried to get God back. He turned to Krishna for wisdom. In 2.7, he describes Karpanya Dosho Pahata Swabhava. He says, Pruchami Tvam Dharma Sammoodha Chetaha. He says, my dharma has become, my knowledge of dharma has become lost. Sammoodha Cheta, I become bewildered. Pruchami Tvam. I ask you, please guide me, Ashreya. Please tell me, what is my long-term benefit for me? And Krishna, seeing Arjuna's sincere inquiry, illumined him. And as Krishna's words of wisdom in the Bhagavad Gita from the 2nd chapter, the 18th chapter, enlightened Arjuna. Then, at the end, Arjuna's vision and determination were restored. And as he describes in 18.73, that now Arjuna Krishna, Nashto moha smutir labdha tat prasadan mayochuta sito smigata sandeha karishya vachinam tava. So he says, Nashto moha smutir labdha, that my illusion is gone, my memory is restored. Tvat prasadhan maya achyuta, it is by your mercy, O Krishna. And what will happen by this now? Sitosmi, I am determined in the situation. Kata sandeha, all doubts are gone. And karishye vachanam tava, I will do what you want me to do. I will do your will. Karishye vachanam tava. So he got the mercy of Krishna, tat prasadhan. That means Krishna, he got Krishna back into his heart. The illusion from his heart dissipated. And Krishna came back in his heart. And what was the end result? As the Bhagavad Gita describes, that there is Tatra Shreer Vijayo Bhuti. In 18.78, it says there will be victory. And there was victory for Arjuna. So in this way, actually the Bhagavad Gita describes how Krishna attained, how Arjuna, by getting God back, attained the supreme victory. Now, how is all this relevant to us? We say, how can I turn to Krishna? Krishna is not there with me. Krishna is there with us. He's present in our heart as super soul. Body is like a chariot. And he's actually at the helm of the chariot. So, he is at the helm. And the only thing is, we are ordering him right now. And when things are going wrong, we are blaming him. But if we turn to him, we get him back, he's there in our heart, but we are not conscious of his presence in our heart. If we get him back into our consciousness by praying to him, by connecting with him through devotion, then he will illumine us. And in fact, he's waiting in our heart just for the sake of illuminating our life's pathway with the supreme light of his wisdom. So, if we let him do that, then we'll be able to march successfully to life's ultimate destination. Thank you. Hare Krishna.